you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Comedian Josh Wolf with us. Funny Bone this weekend. Tonight, two shows tomorrow. This isn't a repeat. He's in the studio with us. It's October 15th, 2021, the year of no Lord. We're talking about, you mentioned yesterday on the phone or Wednesday on the phone, you're going to do some shrooms tonight before you came in here. And that came true, right?
How often do you eat the shrooms? Pretty regularly? I think we discussed it last time. So.
Yeah, I mean, at least once a week.
Okay. And how much do you consume at one time?
Is that where the spirituality comes in from?
Right.
That's what it sounds like. A Jew on shrooms is just spiritual now.
The shroom god.
I was going to do some...
We're just spiritual now. I'm not really a Jesus guy. Well, you're never a Jesus guy. You're a Jew.
We're big on him. He's one of us.
He was one of you guys. He's one of you guys.
I was getting the low-grade depression, so I was going to try the microdosing.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
And then,
what do you do for high-grade depression?
Macro-dosing. Nobody likes a quitter.
Yeah, right. But then my low-grade depression kind of subsided, so consequently I just have a bag of mushrooms sitting in the freezer. I don't know the quantity. That's called a happy accident.
Right.
Did you see Nick's eyes?
Don't know the quantity, and it's been a long time since I've done mushrooms.
Yeah.
How much do I need to do, especially considering I haven't done it in a while, if I want to have just a mild trip?
I mean, it's really hard for me to answer that. And I will tell you, my answer is stuck between telling you the truth and wanting to hear a good story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm not sure which number to give you to tell you the truth.
Give them the good story one. Because that means a good story becomes our good story, too.
Make sure
it's a Friday or Saturday night.
I would tell you this. If I just want to have a mildly good time,
right,
I'll take probably 100 milligram edible and like 1.5 grams.
Oh, okay. You mix it with a little weed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll take like 1.5 grams. And like, I did that last night. And
after the show, right?
Sure.
See, you've gotten to the point where you do it so regularly.
Yeah, whatever you want to. Yeah. Right.
You can function. Like, I could get up, eat 30, 40 milligrams of edibles and function just fine.
Yeah.
But I haven't done the mushrooms in a long time, so I don't know if I could function.
Well, the mushrooms, like, again, depending on, for people listening, the beautiful thing to me about mushrooms are you can take enough to where it just enhances your mood, which is what a microdose is supposed to do. You can take enough to just really laugh for 2 hours straight. Or you can take enough to be like, I saw an elf last night.
I want Todd to see an elf.
Yeah.
So we heard the story.
The dose.
I have Denver friends because it's decriminalized there. It seems pretty popular in Denver. And we eat a handful and then go skiing.
Great. That sounds like a great day.
Yeah.
I would say Graham is going to get you pretty high, but you're not going to trip. You might see, you know what I mean by your visuals are textured?
Yeah.
You might get some textured, and you get that. What I love about mushrooms so much, because last night I was high in my hotel room, and it really, and I said, sometimes when I'm high on shrooms, I do talk out loud to myself. And I remember saying out loud, as I walked into my room and I sat down on my bed and was kind of smiling, and I was just like, I just feel like the world's giving me a hug right now. And I was just sitting there like on the side of my bed, and then I just looked around like, all right, I gotta get up and get moving. This is amazing. is embarrassing.
But where are you at? And then when you stayed the room, though, right?
Did you say that out loud?
Out loud.
I feel like the world's giving me a hug right now.
When I'm on mushrooms, I do tend to talk to myself out loud.
And you don't mind tripping alone?
I don't like to. I'm not going to hero journey by myself. Like, I'm not going to eat 5 grams and be like, I'm going to sit in this room by myself.
Okay. The hero journey.
I love a hero journey. I know.
Yeah. but I will 1.5 grams. Really, what happened? I was supposed to hang out with Sandy Danto last night.
Okay, yeah. Funny guy, man.
Great guy.
Yeah, I know he's your opener this weekend. I love him, man.
So, if I'm being completely honest, for whatever reason, the mushrooms hit me last night like I was preparing for a colonoscopy.
Got it.
And so,
you pooped. You had to poop.
So it was a combination of, you know, I felt great, but I was also
on the toilet.
Yeah, it actually felt like I was hovering over it. But I was definitely. And so it was a weird combo of
why does it do that?
It's a lot of fiber.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I didn't. Oh, think about that. Yeah.
It's an intense fiber.
I remember that too. It'll go right through you.
It was. More intense than usual.
Call Sandy, I'm pooping.
Yeah, I was like, I told him, I go, you can come over and just talk to me from outside the door. He's like, I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass.
Hang in the bathroom with me.
Yeah. He won't hold my hand. Nope, I don't want to do that.
Most of my experience with him was in college. And usually we would do it camping or on a hike.
Yes.
I never really liked to do it indoors. Made me feel claustrophobic.
Do you do some of your Zoom stuff on shrooms? The stuff you do when you sit in your yard and get high?
Yes.
And the video stuff you do? Okay, got it.
Yeah,
Josh Wolf, by the way, with us. You know him from comedy, obviously, and all that video stuff. People love those things.
I don't generally, like I said, I won't trip and stay inside. I don't like that. My favorite, the very first time I really tripped, I was in Texas at school with some friends, and we had gone camping. It was me and this buddy, a buddy of mine who brought his girlfriend, and then my other friend, Wayne. And we had gone out to this just campground, and it's dark. There's no lights, and we start a fire. And Wayne, who had never taken mushrooms before, at one point, we're sitting around the fire, me and this other dude and his girlfriend, and Wayne says to me, he goes, hey, you got any more of that popcorn? I go, well, I don't bring any popcorn. And he goes, what was in here? I go, that was the mushrooms.
Oh, no.
And he goes, it tastes like popcorn. I go, how much did you eat? He goes, well, there's no more. And I was like, oh, no. He had never tripped before.
Oh, jeez.
So next thing I know, 10 minutes later, he's 100% naked. and he had a gin bottle, a 1.75 of gin, drinking it straight. And I was like, we're going to need some more firewood. And he goes, I'll go out and get it. So he comes back, arm full of firewood, naked, drops it. He goes,
You guys don't stop him from getting the firewood. He's naked and all the shrooms are in him.
He's helping out.
What am I, his dad?
They're full of shrooms.
Yeah, I know that. I can't be looking after other people. I'm trying to keep my own stuff together. You know, he goes, "You want to come with me?" I go, "Yeah, I'll go with him." Because this dude and his girlfriend were starting to get cozy.
Right.
You know? So we start to walk, and as I get away from the campfire, I realize, I can't see.
It's dark.
It's pitch.
Yeah.
But I go to, and Wayne's going out in the woods. I go, Wayne, I can't see anything. And he said, "Just follow the light." And I was like, "What light?"
Oh.
He thought the gin bottle was a flashlight.
He didn't leave the gin bottle behind. He's got that still.
And there's no moonlight either, it sounds like.
There was nothing. That was not. He was. And here's the thing. When I tell you, this is what was crazy to me.
He could see.
I couldn't see anything. I was tripping in the woods. This dude was naked. He came out without a scratch on him. He was jumping up into trees and hanging on the dry branches and pulling him down. But he was like, you can't see the flashlight? I'm like, that's a bottle of gin, bro. Yeah, I can't see anything. Well, now that I know more, his pupils must have been so dilated.
Yeah, that's what happens with hallucinogens. So he could see.
He could actually see.
Did you ever think of this? It could have been a flashlight, and you thought it was a bottle of gin.
And I was naked, and he wasn't. So
what is going on?
All that could have been different.
But, have you ever had the presence of mind to check out your pupils when you're tripping? Look in the mirror.
Oh, yeah. The mirror is dangerous when you're tripping.
It's all your eye is completely black.
Yeah. Yeah, it does look like a horror movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one thing I hate when I'm tripping is the mirror. Because when I'm really tripping, your face looks different. And then I can't stop thinking. I'm like, does everybody else see me like this too? Like, you know, the way you see you. Like, I remember one time
Stop it. Say something here.
Don't do drugs, kid.
We have to have kids listen sometime.
When I was looking in the mirror, it just kept looking like
little Bell's palsy thing.
It was Stallone in it, right. You know. And I was just like, "Does that?" And I would ask my brother every 2 seconds, "Is my lip drooping?" And he was like, "Stop asking me that." Like, you know, when you get high and you get obsessed on something, it can get super annoying. So I try to stay away. I try to stay away from the mirror because that's all I would think about.
The mirror's terrifying when you're tripping. It's like, this is me.
Yeah,
it's who I am. You're just staring back at your.
I mean, for you, I'm sure
movies
the
make it
super
sound like you're ripping your face off, though. Yeah. In movies, they start pulling their face off and those things. We don't
but
do that.
Movies to me don't do drugs. Here's a couple things. Because if you just watch movies,
right,
the first half of the heroin movie looks like a lot of fun.
Right, right.
Every heroin movie, the first half, you're like, that looks like I could do that.
Right.
I think that is such a. When I'm 80 or 90, if you tell me I get 60 days to live, I want to be like, go get that.
Oh, heroin.
Heroin. Go get it. Yeah. I want to try it.
Right.
At 80, someone's like, it's going to kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I get what's going down. I'm on board with it. Yeah. I just want to try it.
So
had the question to ponder on the other day came up is, would you want to know how you're going to die or when you're going to die? And I choose the when just because of that.
I think logic.
I'm going to die in a couple of weeks. I'll try some heroin now.
Yeah, that's it. Everything that I've always scared to do, everything I always wanted to try, I'm cramming it in.
Right.
And to the last however many
weeks. You're you want to know when?
I think when.
I think logically we all said when because we tried to break it down. I mean, originally I thought how, because if you know when, you're going to be worried the whole time. You could have 5 years, but then Puss is right, you'd have 5 years to do what you wanted to do. But when also could be Thursday.
Yeah, but how could be getting out of bed, and you do that every morning. So every morning you're like, is this the day I have to get out of bed? Yeah.
And by the way, you wouldn't be allowed to cheat it either, I would think, because, of course, it's hypothetical anyway. If they said how was a plane crash, you just never would fly again. Well, that's not going to—
What if the how they gave you was just, horribly?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 you're right.
It's going to be rough.
Eaten by four tigers, something like that. Yeah, I know. Believe me, I changed my answer to when. But once again, they're both horrible choices.
There is. The how also, because if you try to avoid the plane crash, then maybe the universe crashes a plane into your house. And
it sounds like the movie Final Destination. It sounds to me like you would avoid the plane crash. Here's what happens. You avoid flying for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And you're in a car accident, and they life flight you. And a helicopter's going to wreck. Eventually, they're going to get you. It's called Final Destination, the stupid movie, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think that would work either. You're right. If it was falling out, if you said you're going to die getting out of bed, you're right.
I'll sleep on the couch.
We wake up early. It could easily happen.
Yeah. and to Todd's point, if you knew when you were going to die, you could do that giant spike of heroin because you knew that it wasn't going to kill you.
Oh, you're right.
Because today's not the day.
Your life could go to hell.
Today's not
quick.
The day.
Oh, by the way, that is something I hadn't thought of.
You could be a vegetable for 7 years, drooling, and then die.
Oh, there's that.
Oh, that's a damn it.
I blew that one.
What a downer.
Sorry, man. I forgot about that. Because I thought that too. Heroin's great, but now I'm a vegetable. Yeah.
You can do all kinds of dangerous
30
stuff.
You can be 30 years as a vegetable.
Oh, yeah. Sounds peaceful.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, I was going to say. I think
30 years of vegetable.
30 years of vegetable.
I think that's on Lifetime next week. Yeah. 30 years
of vegetable.
Yeah.
No, I. You know what? That just came to me. You're right, because you can still be alive, but just be, you know, blowing through a straw.
If you're lucky.
Right.
Yeah.
You could have Terry Schiavo's brain. She was alive.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, you could do all kinds of dangerous stuff, but you're right. They could go wrong and still not die.
Yeah, so I ruined that whole bit, didn't I? Damn it.
The logical choice still seems when.
Oh, yeah. Logically, it's when.
I just don't think there's any doubt because because honestly, you know, in a weird way, it would lead to people leading better lives.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sure.
Everybody knew it. Yeah.
Because.
You'd call your buddy the day before he's going to die. Sorry, dude, I'm going to call you.
Yeah, I'll pay you back Wednesday.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm dying tomorrow. I'm just, dude, but the last episode of Game of Thrones is on, so I know you're dying tomorrow, but I can't.
I got stuff, man.
But I got a thing.
I think it would lead to people realizing you get one ride on this ride.
Right.
What are you waiting for to go out and have a good time?
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, there are too many people anyways who are like, oh, but I'm going to go on that vacation next year.
I know.
But do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
What are we waiting for?
Well, that's what COVID did to everybody. We realized we were just stuck in a house.
And I think it woke some people up.
It did.
Or gave them a little different perspective
anyway. A lot of people. Right.
It definitely did for me. It definitely, I would tell you this, not to be a downer, but I think COVID saved my marriage.
Oh, because you're on the road too much of the time?
It really shook me to realize, this isn't it. And the way I'm leading my life and the way we are, we're like...
You weren't out screwing around on it, right?
No, but we were like ships passing.
Right.
And it was such a focus on go.
Right.
And then the first month in, I remember looking at her and going, I got to change this up. I really like being here with you.
Right.
It was such a huge shift for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And for her, too.
And she said, when are you going back on the road?
Yeah, right? She did. She was like,
Did she feel the same?
For the first 2 weeks, she did.
Okay.
And then she was like, you know, I really enjoyed missing you. That was a nice way of her saying, when are you going back out there?
I enjoyed missing you.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I will say there is something about, I think travel helps a marriage.
Oh, I would think so too.
Because you do really get a chance to miss that person again.
Right.
You don't wake up every morning and go,
Right.
You still fart when you sleep, like, you know what I mean, like that kind of stuff. So like, gave me a nice perspective.
Okay,
you know? Did it do the same for you guys?
I think I told you I lost my dad to COVID last summer, 2 summers ago. He died, and I didn't see him for 6 months before he died because I was here. He lived in Pennsylvania, so that rocked me to my core.
Yeah,
still does. But that also brought mortality in my life completely because he's my old man. And even though he was 86, he was healthy for an 86-year-old guy.
Right.
Did everything. Brain was there. Flew around. Did stuff with me. Best friend. So that rocked me. But it was because of COVID. So I still put it in that category. And, it changed me, you know. It definitely changed me a lot, you know.
How do you feel? What's the biggest change for you, you think?
Thinking about the future, but not the future like that. I try to live in the moment, although that's tough.
Yeah,
because we all got stuff we got to do. We got bills to pay. We got a family to raise. I still got kids. Got to
make plans.
I got to make plans. But I don't fear nothing that way. I don't feel like I'm not worried about something going wrong.
Yeah,
like, whatever.
But none of us sat at home 24/7 because we got to go. We went into the studio every day.
Right.
You know, and my wife and I got along just fine.
Right. Well, they're empty nesters too.
Right, but
so
that's because that helped. I got to go out every day.
Right. You know what it did? The biggest thing I can say it did for me is it made me stop thinking about what I didn't have and couldn't do and made me think about what I did have and could do.
I'll tell you what I did. I avoided conflict with other people.
Yeah.
You know, I just said, I'm not going to deal with that.
It's not worth it.
I don't hang. Not that, I mean, I'm not, if somebody's listening now, I don't see you that often. I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying I don't hang with conflict anymore.
Yeah.
If I know that's how you feel about things, I'm just not going to hang with you because I don't need that.
It's not worth it.
No.
No. I'm with you. It really was a great perspective shift. The good thing for me also was that, like, you know, I have older kids.
Yeah.
And so I got to, there was a little bonus time.
Right.
Do you know?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, my oldest.
How's your oldest now?
My oldest is, he didn't come back. But my youngest son was back.
Yeah.
And he said to me.
How old is he now?
24.
Okay.
He goes, hey. I go, yeah. And he goes, I got an old lady in my DMs. And I go, yeah.
How old is she?
I go, how old? He goes, like, old, like 30. And I go, oh. And he goes, do you think I should? I'm like, should what?
Yeah.
And he goes, she's thirsty. And I by the way, you laugh. I didn't, I was like, how can you tell from the pictures? Are her lips chapped? Like, I don't know what that, I wasn't hit with the slang. You know what I mean? And he goes, no, dad, she wants me. I'm like, yeah. Oh. He goes, do you think I should? I'm like, nah. I says, you're not, I always tell young dudes, you're not, I know you have MILF fantasies, but young men in bed, I was like, your ego is still super fragile.
Yeah.
And you're not ready for a grown person.
A 30-year-old, she's been around.
She's going to tell you, you're not ready for, because you've never been with a grown person in the middle of sex just to stop you and go, what are you doing? What is that move right there? That is terrible. Like, a grown woman is basically going to tell you what's happening, and you're not, your ego's not ready for it.
But did you go to your son, let me see a photo of her? I can take care of that for you.
Yeah. What'd she look like?
She was sending him gifts and stuff. Oh, yeah? Oh my Lord.
How'd they meet? Oh, the DM stuff's crazy. I know my son's 17 now, and they Snapchat. They all, so many different people they're talking to. You know?
I mean, she found him on the gram.
Right.
And reached out, and they just started to flirt it up. And I was like, let me see. And he goes, okay. No, he goes, don't make fun of anything I say back to her.
We had to go to bars.
Don't make fun of her.
I know. We knew that older women hung out. Right? Yeah. And I don't want to brag, but I never had that experience where they schooled me on something.
Well, they didn't.
Never?
They figured they didn't bring it up.
Yeah. Right.
I don't want to hurt this guy's feelings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two pump Todd was here.
Yeah. I'm sure he's heard this before. I don't got to tell him.
They just patted you on the head.
he knows he's bad.
Right. He'll be gone soon enough.
Yeah.
He knows he's bad.
He's unteachable.
Josh Wolf with us.
That was cute.
he owns a mirror. He knows what that looks like.
Josh Wolf with us.
Not sure what the hell just happened?
Yeah, join the club, pal.
We dare you to live through it again. Grab the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.